This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 890, How to Not Sweat the Small Stuff in English and Life.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What can you say when someone comes to you with a concern? Today, get this important skill to calm the person down and connect with them in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Michelle. How are you? How are your New Year's resolutions going so far? It's been about a month.
Yeah, good question. Not so well. I haven't been to the gym once.
My gosh. Ugh, well, don't sweat it. The year just started. You can start when you're ready.
Okay, good. Thank you, Lindsay. It made me feel better.
I mean, you could do your New Year's resolutions in April if you want to. It's pretty arbitrary.
I know. We've talked about that before, how like it really doesn't matter when you make the resolution. Yeah. Don't think you have to wait till the next year. But I really should get on my resolutions. I'm so bad at them.
You should, Michelle. What were your resolutions, by the way?
I guess to go to the gym.
Okay.
Good. All right. Well, yeah, to be healthy, I guess, to do things to be healthy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, guys, I don't know if our listeners could hear this phrase that we're using, but what did you say to me when I told you I haven't been to the gym?
I said in a very lighthearted tone, I said, don't sweat it. Don't sweat it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, good. So that's a really, do you say this phrase?
Yeah, I do sometimes. I might say, don't sweat it, or I wouldn't sweat it. I wouldn't worry, that kind of thing.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, today we have a listener question. I think this was from Andrzej, right, who sent us a bunch of awesome questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lindsay, can you read the question for us?
Sure. Here we go. So Andrzej says, in one show, I hear the phrase don't sweat it pretty often. I guess it means something like don't stress about it. What occasions can I use it and does it sound natural? Good question, Andrzej. Thank you for all those questions.
Yeah. No, we love it. That's we really do love it. Appreciate it. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you are absolutely right, right? Do you think that Andrzej has a good idea about what this word means?
I think it's a good one. There are a lot of ways, but this is an important connection phrase. Again, it's a connection episode because when you say don't sweat it, you're getting the person to relax. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it reminds me of that phrase, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that that's where this comes from.
Yeah, I remember my first day of middle school, everyone gets nervous from middle school because you've got lockers for the first time. Right. It's the first time you're like moving from class to class, you know? Right. It's a big step from fifth grade to middle school in the U.S. And my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Bobbin, I remember he wrote on the board the first day, don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. Yeah,
that is true. Nice. That is true. I think sometimes it's important, right, to keep things in perspective, right, like that.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So what does that mean, don't sweat the small stuff?
I mean, it just means take it easy. Don't worry. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, things are not a huge disaster. Right. Small things.
Really, as long as healthy. As, you know, a lot of times the big things are like, health. I would say that's the biggest thing. Health, yeah. Being able to, you know, survive, having money to survive, you know, and so you can pay for that.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, little things are, you know, are things that we shouldn't be worried about, right?
Yeah, it's funny how we think in the moment things are such a big deal. And then, like, we step back from it, we get some air, and we're like, wow, it really was not that big of a deal.
Right.
You know, why did I stress like that?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a really good phrase. So don't sweat the small stuff, but that's a longer one. But you can also just say, don't sweat it, right? So we can use this phrase in a couple ways. And if you think of any more, Lindsay, let me know. But yeah, what's one way?
Oh, this is an interesting one that you wrote. I wouldn't have thought about this, but it's a good one. So when we say someone is apologizing to us, right? So someone says, maybe we have an example here.
Yeah. So for example, Lindsay, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Now you have wine all over your shirt.
Oh, don't sweat it. It's really old anyways.
Okay, yeah, good. Okay. So in that situation, I've spilled wine.
Yeah, that's good. So that's one way. And then also, you know, when we're giving advice to someone, right?
Right. So maybe someone's telling you about something they're worried about, right? So for example, mm-hmm. I could say, I don't think I can cook that whole meal for 20 people, Lindsay.
Don't sweat it. I'll help you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these are two of the main ways that I thought of. Can you think of any others, Lindsay, that you use in your life?
Yeah. I mean, that was what I was thinking of more is the second one is more. That's when I would tend to use it is when someone is kind of coming to me for advice or they're worried about something and I'm trying to calm them down. Like, yeah, I wouldn't sweat it. You know, like, I parked my car in that neighborhood and there were 5 break-ins last week. Do you think I should move my car? I wouldn't sweat it. You know, just it's fine. You're parked under a street light. So I wouldn't sweat it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. For sure. Yeah. So these are, you know, a couple of different ways that you can use this. And, you know, there are plenty of ways to say similar things in English. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like how you just say, I wouldn't sweat it, right? I like that also, like talking about in the situation where you said that, right? Instead of don't sweat it, I wouldn't sweat it. I like that a lot.
It's a little bit different. Like it just kind of takes the normal mainstream phrase, don't sweat it, and makes it a little bit more native and natural. So I think you guys at your level, you can do that. You can change these phrases a little bit and learn that chunk along with the original chunk. You know, I wouldn't sweat it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. All right. So what's another phrase that we might say? And I think Andrej actually maybe said this.
Yeah, don't stress.
Yeah,
don't stress.
Don't stress, right? Or you could say, like, no worries. And that's more for the apologizing one. And I think we've talked about this phrase before, potentially. Like if somebody for the apologizing one, so that's a little bit different. But if you are talking about more about the stress, I would say maybe like, don't worry.
Yeah. I use the phrase no worries all the time. Probably too much. It's one of those personal phrases. We all have our own personal quirks, language quirks, and we get into certain phrases way more often than we want to. Saying no worries and don't worry. And then you could also say stay calm.
Yeah.
Stay calm.
Stay calm.
That makes me think of in a real emergency situation.
Yeah.
Like an EMT. Like remember Will, who was one of our Urban Adventure native speakers? Yeah. He's an EMT. Did you know that in his daily life?
I think you told me that. That was so, wow, amazing.
Yeah. So he's an EMT, and I'm sure he says that like 5 times a day. Yeah. Stay calm, ma'am, right? And is in the, yeah. So big one, but for very intense emergency situations.
I would agree with that. Yeah. And then this one is an interesting one to say relax. Right. So because this one can be very touchy, but I wanted to briefly talk about it because it is a very nuanced thing. If you were, you know, really stressed out about something, Lindsay, and I said to you, Lindsay, relax, how would you feel?
No, I think I think this might be a little bit passive aggressive when you say this to someone. You know what I mean? Like people could take it as a trigger. Oh, relax.
Like you're getting fired up and you need to relax, like kind of almost in a strict way.
Kind of in a way like I'm not being seen. I'm not being heard. Right. People aren't understanding me. If people say just relax. Like they're not understanding why I'm upset.
Right. But I think that in certain situations, if you use it in the right way, and we'll show an example, that it could be okay. I think, you know, you may want to watch out for this one, but it's it's good to know also, right? It's good to know that this could be, like you said, a kind of a trigger word. But if you use it in the right way, it could be okay. Like if you say, relax, like, you know, in kind of a friendly tone, it could be okay. I don't see it as threatening in certain ways, but we'll go over it.
Guys, if you're taking the IELTS exam in 2018, if you have a life vision for the future, then we have the perfect way for you to get started. Get our Insider Masterclass. It's a 3-video series that'll help you get to your 7 or higher, and it's free. To get started, go to allearsenglish.com/insider. That's allearsenglish.com/INSIDER.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yeah, it depends on the context, depends on the tone of voice, depends on whether the person is feeling like, if someone comes to you with like a problem, are you really hearing them? Are you really listening to them? Right. Or are you just trying to get them to be quiet by saying, "Oh, relax."
Right. It depends on the degree of the problem too. Like if I'm how upset is the other person? If they're like really upset and you're like, "Relax, like no big deal," right? That's just going to make them upset. Or if you're having an argument with somebody, I think that's the worst thing you can possibly say to them.
Yeah.
Guys, but I wanted to bring it up because it's a good thing to know, right? And it's a good thing to kind of, you know, look out for if somebody says it to you, right?
Yeah, I think that's important. We need to know the undertones of English.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, and then another one is if somebody apologizes to you, you could just say like, "Not a problem," something like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. And then just one more quick phrase I thought of because of this is no use crying over spilt milk, because we were talking about don't sweat the small stuff. So that's a similar phrase. Have you heard this one, Lindsay?
I have. Yeah. I never say it personally, but I've heard it, like I've seen it written and, you know, that kind of thing. Do you actually say it yourself?
No. But again, I think this is like a phrase that you may hear somebody say in a kind of a cheesy way like that. And definitely worth knowing, because I think it's like kind of one of those phrases that are ingrained in us.
Yeah, you know, in our culture.
That's why I wanted to bring it to attention. So, you know, basically it means don't sweat the small stuff. It's like, oh, if the milk spills, like it's not a big deal, right?
Yeah. And I think it also has, the way I understand it, is a bit of a connotation of like, it's already happened. So don't worry about it, because there's nothing you can do about it now.
True.
It's done.
True. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. We're going to do a little role play now, and we're going to try and use most of these. I don't know if we're going to get to all of these. So in this situation, Lindsay, we are going to lunch together. Okay. But you are late. You're like really, really late. Okay. And you're having a rough day, okay?
I'm having a bad day.
You're having a rough day. Sorry, Lindsay. In this one, you're having a bad day.
No, that's okay. All right, here we go. Oh my gosh, Michelle, I'm sorry. I'm like 40 minutes late.
Ah, don't sweat it, Lindsay. I've been getting some work done.
Oh, the train took forever.
No worries, really. Relax. Take a load off.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'm so freaked out about this exam I have tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry. You'll do great. Stay calm. You can do it. Just don't stress, Lindsay.
I'm so stressed out about everything.
Yeah, you're just losing it today, Lindsay.
I'm losing it.
No.
When I was in New York this past weekend, I sat on the F train forever on Saturday. I feel like the trains are kind of getting worse in New York. Is that true? Have you noticed that?
There's more gaps. There's a lot of controversy with the train. I feel like a lot of people are having trouble with the train, and who, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things get better if they do.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's worse than when I was there. I feel like it's gone downhill quite a bit in terms of the stops, frequent stops, and sitting in the middle of a tunnel for like 10 minutes and just crazy stuff like that. So no wonder I was stressed out in this role play.
Exactly, exactly. All right. So, well, let's go over it. So you said that you were late, and I said, don't sweat it, Lindsay.
Yeah, don't sweat it. Right. All right, that's a good one.
Yeah, and so then, that's your apologizing, right? So I said, don't sweat it, don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. And then I said, I kind of apologized again. I said, like, the train took forever, and you said, no worries, really, relax. Yeah?
Right, right. I said, relax, right? So in that way, it's kind of used differently, right? So that's used in a friend. And would you find that that's annoying for me to use in that way?
No, I don't think it's annoying. I think it's more annoying when someone's trying to be heard. Like, they're coming to you with, like, it's not so much about, like, I'm apologizing. It's more like I have a problem. I have a situation, and I really am worried, and I want you to listen to me and understand why I'm worried. Like, I just want you to, you know, and if you just say, oh, relax, let's not talk about it, then that's dismissing someone.
Right. So in this situation, you're just like, oh, kind of stressed out. So I'm just like, oh, relax, it's okay, right? So it's a little different.
Yeah, and it's something that already happened. So, like, it's over. And there's a difference between, like, I want to sit down and tell you about a problem I'm having and I want you to hear me versus, like, I'm sorry this just happened. It's okay if you say it here because you're just like, oh, it doesn't bother me. It's not a problem.
Right.
So hopefully our listeners get that.
Right. So there is, you know, there definitely is a difference. And, you know, pay attention to this and, you know, be careful. I agree. I wouldn't say it if somebody's, like, really upset about something. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I said, there's this little bonus phrase, take a load off, right? That basically just sit down, right? Kick up your feet.
Yeah. I never use that. Do you use that one sometimes?
I might. Not too often, but I hear it.
All right, cool. So we all have our own personal language. So there you go.
Good. And then you said, I said, stay calm, right? We said this could be in a more serious situation, but I could see it being used here, so don't worry. You'll do great. Just stay calm. You can do it, you know.
Yep, exactly. Stay calm. You can do it. Just don't stress, right? Just don't stress, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, we used, like, freaked out, right? Being worried, you know, like, a lot of stressful language here.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, cool. Good. So we used a lot of the phrases here. What's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Well, a takeaway is, guys, you know, this is an important connection skill. So telling someone not to worry, you know, that you understand, that you're okay with what's going on. And you shouldn't say the same thing every time. We know that at your level, you guys want to expand your vocab. And this is what today's episode is for. So write down some of these examples, get the transcripts, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Make sure that you're trying out these different ways to say, tell someone not to worry. All right.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. Good stuff. Well, thank you for this question and thanks for listening, guys.
All right, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out today. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.